Grace, mercy, and peace from the God who loves you and has redeemed you through our Lord and Savior, Jesus, who is the Christ. Amen. Well, today is the day of Pentecost. Today we celebrate the coming of the Holy Spirit and the birthday of the church. Now, in the New Testament, there are really two stories of Pentecost, and both stories speak of how the Holy Spirit comes to us. But the stories are as different as night and day. The two Pentecost stories remind me of my two best friends in college. Bill, we called him Goody, and Ivan. I love them both, but they are as different as night and day. Goody, who was my roommate, is exuberant and full of life. When he enters a room, you know it. He is full of energy and enthusiasm, outgoing and gregarious. Goody loves life and loves people. He has a great sense of humor, and I actually find his sense of humor even funnier because of his thick Boston accent. He was a successful businessman and can negotiate with the best of them, but he is also compassionate and deeply loyal to his friends and his family. He's like a brother to me, and I will always value him as a friend. Ivan, on the other hand, is very different. He's very intellectual. His energy and enthusiasm are much more measured. Ivan is funny, but his dry wit and humor kind of sneak up on you. With his quiet intellect, he challenged every value that I held dear, including my faith. He is a cultural Jew, however, he proclaims himself to be atheist. So we have had some very interesting conversations through the years. He was always there for me as a friend, listening to me or others. And when he finally speaks, he has something important to say. Ivan is always watching. He never misses anything, and he reads people like a book. While Goody was an assertive businessman, Ivan was a much more gentle clinical psychologist. Perhaps you have friends like that too, friends who are opposites. Sometimes I wonder how I could have such meaningful relationships and friendships with two people like this. Goody and Ivan are, as I said, as different as night and day, just like the two stories of Pentecost in the New Testament. The first story of Pentecost in Acts chapter 2 is the story you heard Pastor Rudd read, which most people are familiar with. It's a noisy, emotional experience filled with power and mystery. The rush of mighty wind, tongues of fire, ecstatic utterances. It's very public. The whole world hears and sees. The Holy Spirit fills the room and howls into people's hearts like a mighty wind. The Spirit comes with power like fire. That is why the story reminds me of my friend Goody. He is exuberant, full of life, and fills a room with joy and humor like the Holy Spirit in this story. But there's another Pentecost story of the coming of the Holy Spirit. It's the story from the Gospel of John. It is a quieter, softer story. Before Jesus' trial and crucifixion, he is promising that after he is gone, the Advocate, or Holy Spirit, will be with them and remind them of all he has said to them. And later in John's Gospel, when Jesus appears to his disciples in the locked room, we hear Jesus breathed on them and said, "Receive the Holy Spirit." Jesus is saying that the risen Jesus breathes the Holy Spirit into his disciples and into us. Just as God breathed life into the creation at the beginning of time, Jesus' gift of the Spirit, the breath of God, creates new life in us and in the world. So the second Pentecost story is up close, personal, and intimate. The Holy Spirit is given without the fanfare of wind, fire, and ecstatic languages found in Acts. No dramatic displays, just the quiet breath and words of Jesus. Receive the Holy Spirit. As quiet as Jesus' breath, they received the Holy Spirit and became the church. So who is this Holy Spirit? Well, in one of the most beautiful phrases in all Christian theology, the 4th century Nicene Creed calls the Holy Spirit the Lord and giver of life. The Holy Spirit, the Lord and giver of life, is simply God's active presence here and now in our lives and in the world, giving new life wherever it is needed. The Holy Spirit is God's active presence, not just in the church among believers, but also at work in the world outside the church, in the life of all God's creation and all God's creatures. So how does the Holy Spirit come to us and work in our lives? The Spirit comes in all kinds of ways, sometimes dramatic, sometimes quiet and hidden. Sometimes the Spirit comes to us like my friend Goody, bold and larger than life. Sometimes like Ivan, quiet and gentle as breath. Sometimes the Holy Spirit comes just to sit with us in our pain and gives us strength to endure. And sometimes the Holy Spirit acts suddenly to transform or heal. Sometimes the Holy Spirit comes forcefully to push us beyond our comfort zones to where God wants us to go. But the Spirit always gives us new life, even when our outward circumstances may not change. In their fear, confusion, and loss, Jesus came to his disciples. He breathed on them and said, "Receive the Holy Spirit." He gave them new life. The church was born. But as the disciples received the gift of the Holy Spirit, they were also sent out. Jesus said to them, "As the Father has sent me, so I send you." The church was never meant to stay in a room behind locked doors. Jesus sends us out with a task to continue Jesus' work of making God known in the world and reaching out to all who are in need. We are always sent beyond these doors to share with others the love of the living Christ by what we say and what we do. The good news of Pentecost is that the risen Christ also comes to us in our fear, confusion, and losses, and offers us the gift of the Holy Spirit, God's active presence in our lives. Whether the Spirit comes to us like a mighty wind and powerful flame, or like a quiet and gentle breath, the promise is that the Spirit will come, giving us new life. So on this day of Pentecost, we pray the prayer the church has always prayed. Come, Holy Spirit. Come, O breath of holiness, O fire of love, O Lord and giver of life. The good news is the gift shall surely happen. The gift shall surely be in your life and in mine. Amen.